This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
On the WBEN, Bison Automotive Liveline, Chris Brown, Bill's play-by-play man. He'll be on the call on WGR Sunday afternoon with Eric Wood. And Chris, has it sunk in for you yet that this is possibly the final game at the stadium?
Yeah, I think it has, only because we've had a bit of a buildup, especially going to work every day at One Bills Drive. And all the preparations, you know, that the people in our organization have made for, you know, what is the final regular season game for sure. We know that much. There's a shred of a chance that the Bills could host a playoff game if there are some upsets with some of the top seeds getting bounced from the playoffs in a couple of weeks. But short of that, yeah, this is the last hurrah for the building and for a lot of people that, you know, generations of families have spent their weekends there.
Right. And I mean, you didn't grow up here, but you've been here for quite a while, right? I mean, what are your favorite memories?
Yeah, I mean, I would say 95% of my broadcasting career has been spent out at One Bills Drive as an employee of the Bills for the last 20 and covering the team for the 10 years before that. So, yeah, it's a very familiar place for me, too. So there are a lot of things that will be flashing through my head through the course of the day on Sunday. But I think some games that still stick out for me are the 2003 opener against the Patriots that the Bills won 31-0. No Bills fan can say no to a game where Tom Brady throws 4 interceptions, and that was one of those. He actually, I think, only had 6 games in which he had 4 interceptions in his 20-year career. 2 of them were at Highmark. The one in 2003 in the opener that the Bills won 31-0, and the 2011 Week 3 game when the Bills came back to win 34-31. I still remember the building was quite literally shaking when Sam Adams in that 2003 game took a 37-yard interception return back for a touchdown. 330-pound man running down a sideline, high-stepping it, is a hard one to forget.
Absolutely. Man. Well, you know, Bills are a wild card team. They want to be healthy in the playoffs, still hoping to get some help from other teams, and obviously want to win on Sunday. So who do you start this Sunday, or who sits out?
Yeah, you're right. They do have a chance to improve their playoff seeding, but they do need some help to pull that off. They have to win, and then some of the other teams around the AFC, namely the Broncos, who are hosting the Chargers, who are not playing their quarterback, Justin Herbert, choosing rest over improving their seeding. They would have to lose for the Bills to move up to the sixth spot. You know, and Houston's playing Indianapolis, but Indianapolis is playing a rookie quarterback on Sunday, so that's unlikely to get help there. So we'll have to see how it all shakes out. I think it's a very interesting balancing act for head coach Sean McDermott to strike, but knowing Josh's foot is not 100%, I think that Coach McDermott, in all likelihood, is really not going to let Josh do much on Sunday. I wouldn't be surprised if they take the same approach that they did last year when they really couldn't do much to improve their standing in the postseason. And Josh, to maintain his consecutive start streak, came into the game, took the first snap, handed it off, and then left the game. But the top priority here is having a healthy team going into the playoffs, where you know you are headed already because you've clinched a spot.
Right. Not good news for Ed Oliver the other day. Unexpected knee surgery. I mean, what'd you make of that?
Yeah, really unfortunate. I know some people might say, how the heck do you have another injury while rehabbing, you know, for another one? I don't know anything about the level of the rehab, but my suspicion was he was getting close to returning. And knowing that he's been out since week six, I would surmise, you know, he was doing a lot of cardio work and conditioning work in an effort to get as close to game shape as possible, knowing he's had such a long layoff. And, you know, in training, you know, you turn the wrong way and, you know, he's a big man and maybe he just tweaked his knee enough to require, you know, the knee scope. So I think, while everyone was hoping he would be ready for wild card week next week, knowing he just had the surgery on Monday, I think that's probably unlikely, but head coach Sean McDermott said there is still a chance he returns for the playoffs. I just think the Bills are going to have to win at least one game here to make that a possibility.
Yeah, and Jaguars, Steelers, Ravens, is there one of these teams that you're hoping the Bills face?
Well, I mean, we all have our favorites, right? I think a lot of Bills fans are encouraged by the way the Bills handled the Steelers earlier this season with two backup offensive tackles, that would be an opponent people would feel comfortable with. The Ravens have their share of problems, but they still have Derrick Henry, and it looks like Lamar Jackson is going to be fit to play again. And that's a dangerous team. If anybody wants to just harken back to week one, that's all you need to remember there. And the Jaguars are one of the hottest teams in football. They've won seven in a row, and they just had a very impressive win a couple of weeks ago on the road at Denver, who had not yet lost a home game until the Jaguars beat them comfortably by 14 points. So I think what you just have to realize, when you get to the postseason, everyone is good. You know, differing and varying degrees of good, and some matchups are better than others. But the bottom line is you have to play your best on that day if you want to advance in the NFL playoffs.
Yep. We'll have to wait and see what we get, who we face. Chris, thanks so much. And we'll be talking to you in the postseason. But good luck. We'll be listening on Sunday for sure with this emotional farewell.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you.
And Happy New Year to you, too. Chris Brown will be on the call, play-by-play man, along with Eric Wood, Sunday 4:25 game at Highmark Stadium on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.